Hello, and welcome to On the Leading Edge with Leading Edge Real Estate, where we explore what it takes to build and operate a successful real estate brokerage, how to grow and scale your real estate business, and how to market and promote yourself to become the go-to real estate expert in your community. At Leading Edge, we understand and truly believe in a holistic approach to work and life, and we help real estate professionals get there through state-of-the-art technology, innovative training, and a culture that empowers all to flourish. Let's get started.
Hi, everyone. This is Paul Majdelski. I am the chairman and founder of Leading Edge Real Estate. And in today's podcast, I'm going to discuss how I got started in business. Well, it all started back in the early 1970s as a young teenager. I had a love for photography. At an age of 12 or 13, I had my first single lens reflex camera, a Nikon with interchangeable lenses, had my own darkroom, and I was developing and printing photographs at home in my basement. And while I was in high school, I was fortunate to land a unique job for someone of my age. I went to work for the Harvard University bookstore in Cambridge, Massachusetts, in Harvard Square, the Harvard Coop. And my position there was an on-staff photographer. So what I did was when authors or artists or musicians who had come out with a new book or were writing about something, or musicians had a new record album, a vinyl album, I would photograph those artists, musicians, or authors when they came to the bookstore. And they would come in for book signings or album signings. Had the pleasure of photographing a lot of famous people. I can remember Ansel Adams being a famous photographer. Everybody knows who Muhammad Ali is. He came in to sign his book. Andy Warhol. Musicians such as David Byrne and the Talking Heads, and many other acclaimed people. I had a real passion for this type of work, and I thought that was what I wanted to do for my career and the rest of my life. So after high school, I went on to New England School of Photography, wanting to attain a degree in photography. When I graduated the New England School of Photography, now having a degree and wanting to be a professional photographer, I ran into my first challenge of life, and that was trying to find work as a professional photographer. I found it to be really difficult at that time. I couldn't figure out how to make a living with it. I didn't have a client base. I didn't have an ongoing job as a photographer, and I didn't have sustainable work or a way to make a living. So although I wanted to really be a photographer, I just couldn't figure that out. And that was in the early 1980s. Ronald Reagan was our president, and the airline industry would be my next landing spot. Well, how did I get into the airline industry? I just happened to be looking for work, and I stumbled on a possible job there. The airline industry was going through some dramatic changes. Up until that point, the airline industry was regulated, so all of the carriers had to charge the same pricing. Well, the Reagan administration deregulated the airline industry, so now any airline could charge whatever they wanted. So it really changed the complexity of the airline business. I had a love for aviation as a younger person. I remember when my parents would go to the airport to pick someone up at Logan Airport, I'd often go along. And in those days, you could go into the tower and actually watch airplanes land and take off, which you cannot do today. But I really loved to watch airplanes, and I had an early love for flying, and that led to the interest of getting in the airline industry. And I still have that love today. I fly quite a bit, and I've been all over the world, and I've been in just about every commercial type of aircraft that you can imagine. And it's something I really look forward to. Not everybody likes to fly today. It's not as glamorous as it was at one time, but it's something that I've always enjoyed. So there I was at 22 years old, and I went to work for a new airline in the industry called New York Airlines. And New York Air was based out of New York, a small regional carrier flying McDonnell Douglas DC-9 aircrafts up and down the eastern seaboard from Boston to as far south as Florida and as far west as Cleveland, Ohio. There were less than 500 people that worked for the airline, which in the airline business is fairly small. And most of those folks were new to the airline business and under the age of 30 years old. So it was a really interesting place to work at that age, and I really enjoyed it. I started as a CSR, a customer service representative, working at the ticket counter, ticketing and working at the gate and processing people on and off aircrafts. And then I worked my way up to the operations, which was, you know, back room, working with the aircrafts themselves and doing the weight and balance and doing other calculations for the aircraft to actually fly. Then that eventually led me on to station management with New York Air. And that was a very challenging and responsible job to have at my early age. I had a mentor that was really influential to my development as a manager and my skills as a manager also at that time, a gentleman by the name of David Barger, who was the director of stations for New York Air. He is the founder of JetBlue. Many of you are familiar with that airline, and you've probably have even flown them. Well, David, as my mentor, taught me a lot about being consistent and being responsible and how to manage in different aspects of management. In the airline business, we had to document everything we did. I sent a nightly ops report, and that was really my first test of being a manager. Not only was I managing people, and people need to trust a manager. You need to build confidence around people who are you are going to manage and who will follow you. And respect, but you also had to learn how to communicate. I also, at an early or young age, I was working with a multi-million dollar aircraft, so understanding the responsibility of that and airplanes and the safety of people on board and how important communications was really a great asset. The lessons I learned from those early days of how I started in business, what I understood about business and what I hope to achieve in creating success were two things. And one was you've got to have strong written and oral communication skills in anything you do really in life. And the other was being organized, and whatever you do and having systems was also key. Those were two core values that I learned early on that I still practice daily today. Well, that's it for today's episode. Thank you for joining me. I hope you've enjoyed our podcast, and I look forward to sharing future episodes with you. Until then, enjoy life. And for any reason, if you'd like to reach me directly, don't hesitate to call me on my cell phone at 617-733-8519. And my email is mydelsky@leadingedgeagents.com. Take care and goodbye.
Thanks for joining us. If you like our podcast, we'd love it if you'd subscribe and leave us a review. Check us out at leadingedgeagents.com or like us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or LinkedIn. Thanks so much for listening, and we'll see you on the next episode of On the Leading Edge.